Hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, and welcome back to my podcast. So, I'm an Indian brown girl reviewing K-dramas here. So, firstly, I'm really sorry for this big delay. But, I really want to apologize because I had some unavoidable circumstances in front of me, so that was the main reason. And I know that I have promised in my previous podcast that I'll just bring many podcasts, and I have not brought them and have not reviewed a single K-drama since then because I was really busy with my work. Yeah, like there are many excuses, but I don't want to make any because I know it's my mistake and I'm sorry, and I will not promise anything this time, but I really hope that I will be posting regularly now. I will try my level best to do so. So yeah, without any further ado, let's just jump to the review. So I also know that in the previous review, my voice was very low, and yeah, like very low because I was suffering from like fever at that time, I guess. I don't remember exactly because it was way before. I'm sorry for that, but yeah, now, and actually I live in a joint family here, so I cannot speak much louder. But I'll try my level best to keep my voice excited enough to not let you guys sleep. So yeah, coming back to the podcast. So the K-drama, which I'm gonna review, released last year. Like today is 1st January of 2022. So it released in 2021 and it is one of the highest rated K-dramas of all time. And it was my first thriller K-drama as well. Like before that I watched like rom-coms only. Yeah, and I have watched like some like Descendants of the Sun and some fighting K-dramas, but it was a pure like thriller. No, like it was a rom-com as well as a thriller, but it was more of a thriller and a mystery one. So, and it is one of my favorites. Like it will remain one of my favorites because it stars also one of my favorites. So you guys would have absolutely guessed it. Like I think so many would have guessed it, which K-drama it is. It is none other than Vincenzo. Drum rolls. So Vincenzo is a very good K-drama to watch. Like it is a must watch for all the K-drama lovers because it is a thriller and it stars my favorite Song Joong-ki, and he has done a phenomenal job in that K-drama. Like it was worth watching. Yeah, so when I heard about Vincenzo, like I saw Descendants of the Sun, and like I was searching for more K-dramas of Song Joong-ki because I was smitten over by him in Vincenzo. Sorry, in Descendants of the Sun. So I was searching for his K-dramas and I came across Arthedal Chronicles, which I didn't want to see because it was a historic drama and I am not much into historic K-dramas. So I skipped that one. And the review was also not so good, but for Song Joong-ki I watched Space Sweepers and everything else, like many things, A Werewolf Boy and so on, when I came across Vincenzo. And till then only like I was, I guess, 5 to 6 episodes of Vincenzo were aired and it was still airing. So it was in April, like April I got to know about it. Then I thought that I would not watch an ongoing K-drama because I'm not that patient. I will not ever watch an ongoing K-drama. That was my thinking then. Now I'm watching ongoing K-dramas. but then though I was not able to, like, I was not ready to start it. So I thought that in May end, when all the episodes will be telecast, then I will see it, okay? Then I thought that, okay, should I wait for its Hindi dub? But my previous experience of Hindi dub was like very, very upsetting, because they sometimes change the concept also, like the context, someone is saying a thing and they change the context with the language. So I was like, you know, I will not wait for the Hindi dub. And I started watching it. I watched its 3 episodes and I loved it. Like, I liked it very much. But then also some unavoidable circumstances came, like my exams came and my college and everything, like many things were happening, like, so I was not like ready to start it again, because I was not able to, like, I was ready but I was not able to. But then after 1 or 2 weeks, like, when I was not into so much of K-dramas, matlab main nahi dekh pa rahi thi, I was not able to watch it, then I started watching it, and after that I cannot stop, like, I couldn't stop. It was so amazing, like, the storyline was so interesting that it got me hooked up to it. Like, I couldn't, like, leave it, because it has 20 episodes of one and a half hours and runtime each, but it is so much worth to watch. I have now, like, brabbed about everything, how good it is. Now I'll just focus on the storyline now. So what the storyline is, that Vincenzo Cassano, okay, it's the full name of Song Joong-ki's character in the series, which is Vincenzo Cassano, okay, it's his Italian name. So he's a Korean boy who, like, got abandoned by his mom and he flew to Italy with his godfather, like, who adopted him. His adopted father was a mafia, and in Italy he was, like, training under a mafia, and he is a professional lawyer by profession. So he was handling all the legalities of his godfather, like his adopted father, when he grew up. Okay, so one day when his godfather got dead, like, his own son, like, I think killed him or something happened, and Song Joong-ki was, like, the character Vincenzo Cassano was not on good terms with his godfather's real son. Okay, so yeah, he was not, and his name was Paolo. He was not on good terms with Paolo, and then Paolo tried to kill Vincenzo. So he flew to Seoul, and in Seoul, once, like, some years back, Vincenzo with one Vincenzo Cassano buried 1.5 ton gold of a Chinese businessman who lived in Shanghai back then. And he got to know about the news that the businessman in Shanghai is dead now, and he flew back to Seoul. So he flew back to Seoul, and he, like, only 3 persons knew about this gold, the businessman in Shanghai and the Vincenzo Cassano and the person under whose building the whole gold was buried. Now comes in between Jeon Yeo-bin. Okay, she's the female lead of the K-drama, and she is also a lawyer by profession in a firm called Busan. Okay, and his father. Like, her father also owns a firm called Jiupai, something like Jirai Sai, something like that. I am not able to remember the name, like, I'm just randomly reviewing this K-drama. and I saw it like 5 to 6 months back, okay? But my memories are like very much fresh of Vincenzo. So there is like something might be like some names, I guess I could be misspell it. Oh yeah, I could misspell it. Okay, so I just found out that yeah, she was first in Busan law firm, and her father owned a Jipuragi law firm. Okay, so Vincenzo Cassano met her father, like Jeon Yeobin, Hong Chae Young's father, and then they were like the building under which the gold was buried was Gyeonggang Plaza, and there lived said 11 I guess residents. Okay, there lived some residents, and they were all fighting with one group that was Babel Group for the building ki zameen. Theek hai, Babel Group wanted to acquire that land of that Gyeonggang Plaza. Okay, so और गेमगा प्लाजा में ही Jipuragi लॉ फर्म था. ठीक है, तो विंसेंजो डिसाइडेड दैट ही वुड हेल्प होंग यू चैन, होंग चायोंग्स फादर, टू अक्वायर द लॉ फर्म टू अक्वायर द प्लाजा अगेन एंड रिवाइव द गोल्ड. लाइक ही हैज हिज ओन मोटिव. But what happened was that a ex-prosecutor, a prosecutor who left her job and then she joined Wusang law firm, she was a devil one, and they worked also something, and she worked for like Babel Group. Babel Group was a very big group, and they were doing very much illegal things. So the story continues as the residents, Vincenzo helping the residents get their plaza, get their home secured and get their shops secured, and also his own motive. And then when this evil prosecutor turned lawyer comes in the picture, and she killed Jeon Yeobin's father. Jeon Yeobin worked at Wusang. She was not working with his father because her father was a very ethically correct person, but she was not. She needed money, so that's why she was working at Wusang. But when she came to know that the lawyer at Wusang, who was previously a prosecutor, murdered her father, she tends to continue the hierarchy and take over the Jipuragi law firm, and she joined Jipuragi law firm, and with Vincenzo also joined Jipuragi law firm, and there worked already a person. So these three were running the Jipuragi law firm, and with Vincenzo's help, she wanted to prove the Wusang law firm and Babel Group the culprit. So this is how the story turns, like how Vincenzo will be able to get all the gold out of there, because it was in that plaza one monk temple was there. Okay, so under that monk temple 1.5 ton of gold was there, and the residents were there. They should not let the residents know about the gold, and they should also take it out. So how will this unfold, like how will Vincenzo do it, and how will he counter attack the Babel Group, and how will he beat them in every case? Like Babel Group is a very evil group who are doing all the illegal work. And yeah, there is also a very nice mystery there in Vincenzo Cassano, which you will get to know as you further, like in Vincenzo Cassano, not in Vincenzo Cassano, in the K-drama Vincenzo. So which you will get to know if you watch the K-drama. Like, I don't want to give you any spoilers. Like, if I give you a bit spoiler only, now you will guess it. But if I don't give you any spoilers, now you will enjoy it. So I'm not gonna give you guys any spoiler. But yeah, it is a very, very, very nice K-drama to watch. Very good actors. Like, okay, Taekyeon is also a very good actor. And Kwak Dong-yeon is also a very good actor. His and Vincenzo's friendship has cherished over the K-drama. Like, it began on a very bad note, but it, like, continued to grow, and it was a very nice bond to watch. And how Hong Chae-young, played by John Yobin, and Vincenzo Cassano, played by Song Joong-ki, how their relationship evolved over the drama. It's also very nice to watch. And the small important roles, and all the residents of Gemga Plaza, like, they acted so well. And everything in this K-drama is just so perfect. I cannot explain. So I think I have got you guys a little bit idea about what this K-drama is and why it is a must watch. So please consider my recommendation and watch it, and please tell me how guys liked it or not. And my rating for this K-drama would be 9.7. Okay, I cannot imagine where I could cut that point, sir. I cannot. If I have to give it, I will give it 10 also, because acting was so amazing, the storyline was so amazing, everything was so amazing, and it had Song Joong-ki, okay? So nothing could go wrong with him. So yeah guys, that's it. And I guess it is becoming very, very, very long video. Oh, I'm sorry, a very, 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 very long podcast. It's already, I guess, 17 minutes and 35 seconds, okay? So I'll just end this. And I hope you guys had a blast last year, and I hope you guys will have a blast this year also, and happiness comes to you this year. May your all wishes come true, and God bless you all, and a very, very happy new year from me and mine to you and yours. Bye bye.